Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
Saved in the Father's love for His Son and His glory, devotional thoughts by Charles Haddon Spurgeon, 1834 through 1892, based upon John 17, verse 24. Father, I will that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. Breathe the home atmosphere. Jesus tells us that the atmosphere of his home is love. You loved me before the foundation of the world. Brethren, can you follow me in a great flight? Can you stretch broader wings than the condor ever knew and fly back into the unbeginning eternity? There was a day before all days when there was no day but the Ancient of Days. There was a time before all time when only God was, the uncreated, the only existent one. The divine three, Father, Son, and Spirit, lived in blessed consort with each other, delighting in each other. Oh, the intensity of the divine love of the Father to the Son. There was no world, no sun, no moon, no stars, no universe, but God alone, and the whole of God's omnipotence flowed forth in a stream of love to the Son, while the Son's whole being remained eternally one with the Father by a mysterious essential union. How came all this which we now see and hear? Why this creation, this fall of Adam, this redemption, this church, this heaven? How came it all about? It needed not to have been, but the Father's love made him resolve to show forth the glory of his Son. The mysterious volume which has been gradually unfolded before us has only this one design. The Father would make known his love to the Son and make the Son's glories to appear before the eyes of those whom the Father gave him. This fall and this redemption and the story as a whole, so far as the divine purpose is concerned, are the fruit of the Father's love to the Son and his delight in glorifying the Son. Those myriads, those white-robed myriads, harping to music infinitely deep, what do they all mean? They are the Father's delight in the Son. That he might be glorified forever, he permitted that he should bear a human body and should suffer, bleed, and die, so that there might come out of him, as a harvest comes from a dying and buried corn of wheat, all the countless hosts of elect souls ordained forever to a felicity exceeding bounds. These are the bride of the Lamb, the body of Christ, the fullness of him that fills all in all. Their destiny is so high that no language can fully describe it. God only knows the love of God and all that it has prepared for those who are the objects of it. Love wraps up the whole in its cloth of gold. Love is both the source and the channel and the end of the divine acting. Because the Father loved the Son, he gave us to him and ordained that we should be with him. His love to us is love to the Son. Not for your sakes do I this, O house of Israel, be ashamed and confounded. Because of the boundless, ineffable, infinite love of the great Father toward his Son, therefore has he ordained this whole system of salvation and redemption, that Jesus in the church of his redeemed might everlastingly be glorified. Let our saintly ones go home, beloved, if that is the design of their going, since all comes of divine love and all sets forth divine love, let them go to him who loves them. Let divine love fulfill its purpose of bringing many sons unto glory. Since the Father once made our Lord perfect by his sufferings, let him now be made perfectly glorious by the coming up of his redeemed from the purifying bath of his atonement. I see them rise like sheep from the washing, all of them gathering with delight at the feet of the great shepherd of the sheep.